Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. Mal Waldron emerged on the 1950s jazz scene as a member of bassist Charles Mingus's group, the house pianist for the prestige record label's frequent jam session LPs, and a composer of brooding minor key hard bop tunes and ballads. In the next hour, we'll hear music that Waldron wrote in the 1950s and early 60s, performed by John Coltrane, Jackie McLean, Dizzy Gillespie, Eric Dolphy, and Waldron himself. It's Soul Eyes, the early Mal Waldron songbook, coming up on this edition of Nightlights. pianist Mal Waldron and his composition Splitium Dow. It's an interesting title. With Addison Farmer on bass and Kenny Dennis on drums, recorded in September of 1958. An alternate take of that tune made for Waldron's album for the new jazz label Mal 4. I'm featuring the early music of pianist Mal Waldron on this edition of Nightlights. Waldron was born in New York City on August 16, 1925, to West Indian immigrant parents. He started as a classical pianist at age 10, took up saxophone at age 16 after hearing tenor saxophonist Coleman Hawkins, and then went back to piano in his early 20s after hearing alto saxophonist Charlie Parker. He felt that he could not keep up with Parker's advances on the instrument, but that he could keep pace with those of Parker's piano-playing peer in the bebop movement, Bud Powell. After gigging in the early 1950s with saxophonist Ike Quebec and Big Nick Nicholas, and finding himself more often than not in R&B environments that Waldron felt stifled his development, he came under the wing of bassist Charles Mingus and Mingus's Jazz Workshop Ensemble. Waldron later called his several years with Mingus very fruitful. "He showed me a lot about the piano and made me aware of possibilities in the piano, made me aware of sound as opposed to formal chord changes and harmonic structures." Mingus was just one of numerous influences that fostered the creation of Waldron's idiosyncratic sound world. Jazz critic Francis Davis once described Waldron's music as crowded, low-ceilinged, and invariably fixated on a cluster of notes near middle C. Waldron's music as he plays it tends to be about tension and release, but sometimes just tension. One of Waldron's early compositions was, in fact, called Tension, originally written as a solo piano piece during Waldron's Jazz Composer's Workshop days with Mingus. Several years later, he filled it out for an ensemble that included trumpet, flute, and cello. Mal Waldron and Tension on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Mal Waldron's Tension, with Waldron on piano, Art Farmer on trumpet, Eric Dixon on flute, Kalo Scott on cello, Julian Ewell on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums, from Waldron's 1958 prestige album, Mal 3 Sounds. In the late 1950s and early 60s, Waldron appeared on many prestige records, both as a leader and as a sideman, effectively serving as the label's house pianist and musical director, and writing a great deal of music for prestige artists as well. In April of 1957, he led a date that included saxophonist John Coltrane, who was on the verge of making a major change in his lifestyle that would pave the way for his accelerated and innovative musical evolution over the next 10 years, and who was also about to begin work with one of Waldron's influences, Thelonious Monk. Jazz writer Ashley Kahn wrote decades later that Waldron had developed a style that layered a moody, fluid elegance and a liberal use of space and somber voicings over angular rhythms reminiscent of Monk, making him a perfect foil for Coltrane. Here they are performing Waldron's Potpourri on Nightlights. Mal Waldron's composition Potpourri, performed by Waldron, tenor saxophonist John Coltrane, alto saxophonist Jackie McLean, trumpeter Bill Hardman, bassist Julian Ewell, and drummer Art Taylor, from Waldron's 1957 prestige album Mal 2. Jackie McLean, a frequent recording partner of Waldron in these years, also appears on our next selection, which comes from another significant musical relationship that Waldron formed in the late 1950s with singer Billie Holiday. Waldron was recommended to Holiday by a network of jazz community friends in 1957 as a replacement for her troubled accompanist, and remained with her until she died in 1959. The two meshed well together musically, and Waldron later said that Billie helped me with my phrasing. She taught me to pay attention to the words of a ballad even when I was playing the instrumental version. Not long after her death, Waldron recorded a tribute album to Holiday that included a song that they'd written together. Here's Waldron talking about the origin of Left Alone.
We were on a plane going to San Francisco, and we had about 7 hours to kill. You know, nothing to do on the plane but just sleep or talk. So she decided she wanted to do a tune. It's a tune that I feel that I'd like the public to hear. She felt she wanted it to be the story of her life, pretty much, you know.
Thank you.
Pianist Mal Waldron in Left Alone, a song that he co-wrote with singer Billie Holiday, with Jackie McLean on alto sax, Julian Ewell on bass, and Al Dreers on drums, from Waldron's 1960 album of the same name. I'll have more of the music of Mal Waldron in just a few moments, including the song for which he's best known. You can listen to many previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music LPs, CDs, DVDs, and turntables, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, Indiana, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner. Outdoor seating available at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant, the Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to The Mal Waldron Songbook on Nightlights. I'm featuring the 1950s and early 60s music of pianist Mal Waldron on this edition of Nightlights. In a 1983 profile of Waldron for Coda magazine, Elaine Cohen wrote that Waldron's music has been described by critics as a rock, introspective, terse, hypnotic, disciplined, melodic, mesmerizing, economical, inventive, sizzling, subtle, and impossible to pigeonhole. Waldron's influences range from Duke Ellington, Bud Powell, and Thelonious Monk to Béla Bartók and Erik Satie. Unique and abstract in a way that lends itself especially well to improvising soloists, Waldron's music remains a surprisingly and relatively untapped source of material for jazz musicians today. The composition that has endured more than any other in the modern jazz repertoire is his ballad Soul Eyes. The best-known recording was made by tenor saxophonist John Coltrane for his 1962 album Coltrane. Coltrane had also performed on Waldron's 1957 debut of the tune for Prestige. Here's Coltrane's 1962 version of Soul Eyes on Nightlights. Thank you. Tenor saxophonist John Coltrane performing Mal Waldron's Soul Eyes with McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums from Coltrane's 1962 Impulse album, Coltrane. Coltrane's recent musical partner, Eric Dolphy, had also crossed paths with Waldron for a brief but significant period in 1961. The two appeared together on bassist Ron Carter's prestige album, Where, and shortly thereafter for the album that some consider to be Waldron's neglected masterpiece, The Quest. Dolphy's angular, fiery, off-center bop approach proved a good fit for Waldron's music. Here they are performing Waldron's Fire Waltz on Nightlights. Thank you. pianist Mal Waldron's Fire Waltz, with Eric Dolphy on alto sax, Booker Irvin on tenor sax, Ron Carter on cello, Joe Benjamin on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums, from Waldron's 1961 album The Quest. Several weeks later, Waldron and Dolphy would include Fire Waltz in their sets at New York City's Five Spot, and the ensuing albums from these sets have become landmark live recordings of early 1960s progressive jazz. In 1963, Waldron undertook the first of what proved to be several projects scoring music for movies. The Cool World, a portrait of a troubled Harlem teenager based on a novel by Warren Miller, was directed by Shirley Clark, who had recently turned Jack Gelber's jazz-saturated play The Connection into a movie, and who would also win an Academy Award in 1963 for a documentary on the poet Robert Frost. Waldron's music, jazz critic Francis Davis wrote in the liner notes to a CD reissue of Dizzy Gillespie's recordings of the music, fierce, even at its most lyrical and somber, even at its most swinging, was one of the means by which Clark imposed an adult's compassionate but emotionally distanced point of view on Warren Miller's adolescent-level narrative. Waldron told Davis that he got the scoring job as a result of his friendship with actor Carl Lee, who played a drug dealer in the film, and that he listened to Miles Davis's Lift to the Scaffold and Duke Jordan's Dangerous Liaisons, scores done by those artists for French films, for inspiration. "The tricky part for me, after accepting the assignment," Waldron said, "was timing the music to the scenes." The original recording of the Cool World soundtrack, with a group including Waldron and saxophonist Yusuf Lateef, does survive and will be featured on a future Nightlights program. In 1964, Gillespie took his working band of the time, with Kenny Barron on piano and James Moody on saxophone, into the studio to record the movie's music. Here's Theme from the Cool World on Nightlights. Thank you. trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie performing Mal Waldron's Theme from the Cool World, with James Moody on saxophone, Kenny Barron on piano, Chris White on bass, and Rudy Collins on drums, recorded in 1964. Waldron would go on to write the scores for several more movies in the next few years. In 1963, Mal Waldron suffered what he described at times as a nervous breakdown, later elaborating that it had been brought about by a near-fatal overdose of heroin that left him unable to play piano for about a year. "When I came to, I couldn't remember anything," he later told writer Alan Shipton. "I didn't know who I was, my name, or anything. I couldn't remember any music. No chord changes, no tunes, nothing." Waldron taught himself to play again partly by listening to his own records. "Music for me was always like breathing," he said to Shipton. "If you don't breathe, you die. So having come back to life, for me it wasn't a choice." Waldron would continue breathing, both literally and metaphorically, for nearly another 40 years, making many more records and writing new music. I'll close with another Mal Waldron composition from his 1961 album, The Quest, that also offers a rare instance of Eric Dolphy playing clarinet. Despite some of the reed problems that Dolphy experiences, it's a lovely performance and indicative of the haunting beauty at the heart of Waldron's early music. Mal Waldron, Eric Dolphy, and Warm Canto on Nightlights.
Thank you.
I closed with Mal Waldron's Warm Canto with Eric Dolphy on clarinet, Ron Carter on cello, Joe Benjamin on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums from Waldron's 1961 album, The Quest. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to many previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music LPs, CDs, DVDs, and turntables. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, Indiana, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner. Outdoor seating available at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant. The Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.